There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Before we get to game balls to the best, and you could tell us who gets your game ball from yesterday's domination at the hands of the Browns, 800-636-1067. One of the guys that played very well and I think has quietly played better than he gets credit for is Benjamin St. Juste, who's a corner who travels at times, who plays generally the number one receiver on the opposing team. I think you see guys occasionally get beat or give up a touchdown.
Yeah.
You just expect or assume that they're not playing that well. But he has clearly been their best corner on the outside this season. Seems to be getting more and more comfortable. In games where they don't play elite wide receivers or special quarterbacks, he stacks up really favorably, like yesterday. Caught up with him in the locker room after the best defensive performance for Washington this season.
Benjamin, you guys got after him today. 7 sacks to Deshaun Watson. They were 0 for their first 10 on third down. Is this one of those games that you come out of feeling like $1 million defensively?
$1 million, I don't know, because we still got a lot of work to do. But we definitely feel great. You know, I feel like we see improvement every week. And that comes from the work that we put in during the week. And then once we press on the pedal and we start seeing a few turnovers and we playing well, and when we came back out at halftime, the job was not finished. Everybody's mind was on, let's take them out of their misery. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep pushing. Let's keep getting more turnovers. Let's keep sacking him. Let's keep getting off on third down. Because sometimes, you know, you can see, like, you know, the second half, guys come out and the mindset kind of shift. Like, oh, we play well. We're good. Nah, we're foot on the gas all the way until the playoffs, you know?
It felt like a blood in the water game. Like, who's going to get to him? Who's going to make the hit? There was one point where we saw Allen and Payne were like paper, rock, scissors thing on the field to see who was going to come off the field. Was it like that kind of vibe out there of someone's about to make a play?
It's the kind of culture that we're trying to cultivate, you know, throughout the whole week, throughout the whole training camp, actually, since this new staff got here. It's like, who's going to make the most plays? I mean, we got a competition on who's going to make the most plays, and we got points for it. And like I said, like our mantra, what we always say is the ball is life, you know? So even, like you said, we kind of feel the blood in the water. And once the ball is running back, quarterback, receiver, we're hunting for it. For the forced fumble, for the interception, for the tackle. It's the first person to get to the ball, gets the points, you know what I'm saying? So that's the kind of mentality we have right now as a defense.
Outside, you guys really weren't tested a ton. You had the big pass breakup on the throw down the field near the end zone.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about just the secondary in general kind of locking their big play opportunities down?
I mean, if we give the D-line at least 3 seconds just to cover up some routes, then after that they can do their thing. And after that, once they start getting the sacks, then they're going to try to change up a little bit their route. You just got to stay on top. Make sure you don't give them no chance to get some big gains or explosive plays. And once an offense see that they can't get any explosive plays, then it's demoralizing, you know, because now they got to run the ball. They got a nickel and dime here and there. And then, like, next thing you know, they're on third down, and then, boom, we sack them, we're off the field. If an offense can't get any explosive plays, they can't put points on the board.
How does it change things for you guys with the offense doing what it's doing? This would have been, if you guys kind of at one point just said, okay, we've done enough. Backups went in there. But it would have been the third straight game with 35 or more, which would have been the first time since 1983. Like, what does that do for you guys?
That makes it, well, first of all, we're fresher because we're not on the field every time. And also, it makes it easier because the more points we score, the less momentum the other team has. Like, every time we take him out on third down and get a sack or turnover, whatever, and then we score, then the other team is like, oh, wow, we gotta climb out of this. We got to climb out of it. And at some point, they tap out, you know, and it's over. So that's what's new this year. You know, we actually have, you know, the offense that can go out there and put teams out the way, and then the defense just finish it off.
Lastly, 4-1, Ravens up next. I mean, you guys got to be feeling really good a third of the way through this thing, just about where you're sitting right now.
I mean, honestly, like, every week, a new opponent, and we're just going to keep doing the same formula that we've been doing. It's been working, and we're going to keep increasing the intensity and the attention to detail. It's kind of like, it's crazy. As much as it's crazy, it's like, once this game is over, it's over. You know what I'm saying? Like, we forgot about it. We already moved on to the next one. We're trying to, recreate the same recipe. So we can't be, like, too content of, like, what we did until, you know, we have the final goal.
That's Benjamin St. Juste in the post-game happy, loud music-laden locker room yesterday over at Northwest Stadium. I appreciate his time. One of my favorite guys to talk to. Thought he played well. Look, you get to go up against Deshaun Watson. That's going to help. There were a couple of times where Watson made life a little easier by not putting the ball in a good place.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think he is consistently, like this defense, getting better and better.
Without a doubt. And his last answer summarizes kind of the theme throughout the interview, which is going crazy and having a lot of fun is for us. Right? Fans get to dream.
Us, like, meaning the G&D radio program.
Yeah, and fans of the team and everybody watching them can have calls like our buddy Moen Largo called earlier and is like, yeah, I feel like they're going to the Super Bowl. Just sort of tongue-in-cheek, right? We get to do that. They're supposed to do exactly what he just said. We won the game. That's awesome, right? And we have a huge challenge ahead of us and then a whole bunch of others. They've got 12 more games. They're probably going to have to line up and play them all. You know what I mean? Nobody's awarding anybody anything just yet. And their attitude and the approach isn't we've arrived. It's this is great. That's fun. We got a lot of work to do. And you can see that sort of thematically. That's a leadership down thing, which I love.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.